AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Trump is breaking another long-standing norm by attending Supreme Court oral arguments. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
We will hear argument this morning in case 25-365, Trump versus Barbara.
The president was among those watching as Chief Justice John Roberts opened arguments in the birthright citizenship case. Presidents have traditionally stayed away to maintain distance between government branches. This president had considered attending last year's arguments about his tariffs, didn't do it, and then railed over the court siding against him.
I'm ashamed of certain members of the court. Absolutely ashamed.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on a U.S. journalist authorities say was kidnapped in Iraq.
U.S. and Iraqi officials say U.S. journalist Shelley Kittleson was warned she might be abducted in the days before her kidnapping in Baghdad. They also say she had been turned back at the border when she initially tried to enter Iraq from Syria. She was taken from a street in the Iraqi capital on Tuesday. Security forces are searching for her after arresting one of the suspected captors. Kittleson is a freelancer who has covered Syria and Iraq. I'm Julie Walker.
At a briefing, EU Energy Commissioner Dan Jorgensen says extra costs are very likely, given that much of the energy infrastructure has been ruined by the Iran war.
It is therefore extremely important that we take action in unity and in close coordination, and that we avoid fragmented national responses and disruptive signals to the markets. Our measures must be targeted. They must be temporary and avoid worsening supply and demand conditions.
This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks rose on Wall Street Wednesday as oil prices fell. The S&P 500 index rose 0.9%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 400 points or 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.4%. Stocks in Europe and Asia also gained ground. Crude oil prices fell 2% and headed back toward $100 per barrel. Gas prices, though, rose again overnight to a national average of $4.06 per gallon, according to the Auto Club AAA. In the bond market, Treasury yields held relatively steady. Damian Troisi, New York.
A federal judge ordered the Trump administration to suspend construction of a $400 million ballroom it demolished the east wing of the White House to make space for. That bars work from proceeding without congressional approval. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.